Bye.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskiBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house to see. A coaster that's new for the entire crew, and they call it Good Gravy.
Good Gravy, the new family roller coaster at Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Twist and turn past a gigantic rolling pin, milk bottle, and more in a race to save Thanksgiving dinner. First forwards, then backwards. It's fun with a little gravy on top. Get tickets at HolidayWorld.com.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms remain in the forecast today. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and a high of 80. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 58. Sunday, sunny with a high of 80. Labor Day Monday, sunny with a high of 72. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone County, Clinton County, and Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Back now, third quarter of Inside the Huddle, on the line with head coach Blake Betzner of the Carroll Cougars. Coach, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. You guys kind of get the short end of the stick, unfortunately. You guys had the long drive last night over to Riverton Park, only to not get to play any football, and now you'll have to drive back tonight.
Yeah, it's just like everything. Whenever you wake up in the morning and you got a football game, it's a good day. So, We've been blessed to be able to wake up two mornings in a row thinking we're going to play football. So we're just really excited to get back over there and play. And again, it was late night last night, but the kids took it really well. We got home and they're ready to go back again today. So I think that's the mindset we're going with. Is again, any day you can play football is a great day.
What's the schedule looking like today? I talked to the other coaches, and normally on a normal football day, you guys have the kids going to school, and then you have them after school until the game day. You're going through walkthroughs and stuff like that. But now they wake up at home. They kind of sleep in a little bit. What is your schedule looking like today when you're bringing the kids in, and then when are you taking off?
Yeah, so we're bringing them in at 1, do a couple walkthroughs, go through some things just to make sure again, and then we're going to leave at 2 to get there at 4, and our game's at 6. So we like to get there about a couple hours before the game, and so that's just kind of our routine. And So it's going to be a day packed full of stuff. And I tell the kids, I feel bad because, you know, some of them wanted to watch the Purdue game, and this is probably the only game Purdue's going to win all year. So, Black is not there, so I can't rub it in too much there. But yeah
he's
so
over.
I feel bad for him. This is their one chance, and, you know.
He's over tailgating in West Lafayette today, so.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone this morning, so yep.
Coach, don't worry. He's sending us multiple pictures of the food he's serving and everything like that. And that's I'm not purposely planning this segue and everything, but one of the things that in coaching, especially the road trip, especially a long road trip, is the food on the way home. Will the food? How did the food go to waste last night on the ride back home? And is everybody prepared for the? For the food on the way home again tonight, I guess.
Oh yeah,
totally didn't plan that, by the way.
Yeah, I told my wife they brought food last night, and they said, "Hey, we're going to figure out something out today." And so I gave my wife that opportunity to take care of some of that today, so she'll do a good job with it. So, yeah, that's always it's always something you look forward to after the game is what's for the bus ride home.
One thing that I was especially impressed with that you said last week on the show that I kind of want to expand upon is how you said that you look at game film from week to week and it looks like a completely different team just based off of the scheme that we're running and everything like that. Not to give away your strategy against Riverton Park, but what are you hoping to do? Obviously win. I mean, that goes without saying, but what's kind of the main goal going into this game against them?
Well, I think we'll put our kids in some positions again. Just, and this is why it was so important to me. I know some area places have decided not to play today, just other things going on. But, I mean, this is week one and week two for us, our pre-conference stuff. We got to find out what our kids are. We need to find out who can play and who can't. So it's way more important, other than just playing week two, that we learn about, you know, who we're going to play in week three and week four. So we're putting some of our guys in different positions this week and just seeing how they react to it and see if they're able to play at a high level in different situations. So we're going to move some guys this week and again, change a lot of stuff we're doing. But just to see if, okay, can this guy play defensive end? You know, he played defensive tackle last week. Is he athletic enough? Can he do some of the things we want him to do? And so we do a lot of that the first 2 weeks. We're just trying to figure out who we got and who can play where.
Coach, we got to get to it a little bit last week, but now we have the unique opportunity to talk about Riverton Park a little bit more today.
Yep.
So a 34-33 win over Cloverdale last week. What did you see on film this week, and what did you see from them?
Well, they got a really good running back. They got two really good running backs. We played against him last year as a junior, and we really tried to make sure he didn't get started last year. But against Cloverdale, he rushed for 250 yards, 237 yards. They like to get him the ball, and he hits out. He's going. So they are vastly improved from last year, I believe. They bring all their skill guys back, bring a couple of linemen back. So it's pretty much the same team we played against last year, and we got a lot of new faces. So we're excited about playing them. They play a very physical style of football. They're going to line up, a lot of double tight, double wing, and just we're going to find out. We're going to find out if we can deal with that in your face, or you know, if they're going to move the ball on it. So defensively, we're going to learn a lot about our kids today.
The one thing that I've been impressed with is the ability of high school teams to pass the ball. I think, especially in 1A football, I think that's extremely difficult just given the personnel. Do you hope to expand upon the passing game? Are you throwing different wrinkles in every week? Kind of talk about how you plan to integrate that more, because the game we did last week, based off of the film that we saw previously from the previous year, it was a pretty run heavy.
Yeah, I'm opening up to it a little bit more. The first couple years when Coach Hendricks would throw the ball, I just kind of shook my head and like, oh man, But you know, as the years have gone, I've gotten a little bit. You know, I'm very much a run first guy. But he's been such a good job of developing this, the offense to a passing. You know, gives us some opportunities, and eventually you're going to play a team that you're not going to be able to run the ball against. I mean, their guys are going to be as good as your guys, and they're going to be able to deal with your run game. So you have to be able to go to something else. So that's kind of what we talked about a lot in the off season. We have to have a better passing game, and we believe we have guys can do it. So we're going to be always a run first team. We always want to win the line of scrimmage. Because I just feel like if you don't win those 6 inches, again, you're going to line up against guys that are better than you at some point receiver-wise, and you're going to have to run the ball. So you got to be able to do both. You just can't go in there saying, I'm going to run first guy, because, again, as you go through to the march to wherever you want to get to, if you can't do something, they're going to find that out, and they're going to make you do it. If you can't do it, it's going to be a long night for you. So I'm really excited about just our development of the offensive side and what all those kids are doing. But, yeah, it's again, I told you last week, it was different having four touchdown passes in the first half. That was definitely a different thing for us.
So can we get a commitment right now that you are a Joe Tiller person in your heart or in your head, or are you still a Bill Mallory guy?
Oh, I'd say a Mallory guy. not because he's an IU guy. I don't want to throw that, but either one of them. Both of them won. So whatever it takes to win with our guys, that we'll do.
I'm sorry, Coach. I'm a big IU fan. I got my IU gear on today, so I had to ask that question, not just for me, but for my dad as well. I had to ask you that.
Yep.
So, Coach, you guys get over there. You're all ready to go tonight. How do you get the team back up to that kind of energy level? Because sometimes in a situation like this, you can see some drops in energy level. Some players aren't as locked in as they are on the Friday night when you go to Saturday. So how do you keep everybody locked in and get everybody ready to play?
Great question. You know, I think that's the million-dollar question as being a coach. How do you prepare your kids for stuff that they haven't dealt with before, you know, or go through with? We're going to lean on our leaders. So, you know, you're going to lean on your seniors and, you know, the expectations and all those things. We were ready to go out three times last night. it was kind of weird. Like, we would wait 25 minutes and say, okay, you guys are, you know, we're ready to go. We do our song, we get ready to go, and there'd be a lightning strike, and we go back for another 30 minutes. And that happened about three times. So they were up a bunch of times. So I was really worried about that. Okay, how many more times are we going to be able to get them going, you know, get ready to play? And every time they were ready to play. And I don't, a couple guys text me morning and just said, I just can't wait. I can't wait to be able to go play. And I try to explain to the kids, it's not basketball. It's not baseball. You can't cancel this game and then play two next week. I mean, you've got 10 opportunities, and that's it. So don't waste. It doesn't matter the circumstance. Don't waste that opportunity because you're not getting another one.
What song? You mentioned that you did your song. Is that the school song?
Yep.
Is that a fire up song? Or?
Yeah, it's our lights out song they do.
Okay. Is it mostly, I apologize for asking, I'm just intrigued. Are the coaches singing? Are the players singing? And would you be willing to give us a couple of notes on air?
Yeah. If I was singing that, I don't know if that'd pump them up. I don't even sing in church. That's how bad I am. No, it's changed every year. They pick a song every year that they, you know, the coaches kind of leave and they have their few minutes before the game, and then I come back in and talk, and then we go to the field. So, yeah, it's just kind of their pump-up song.
Well, I think that's a testament to you guys in the culture that you guys have created there, where you've got that camaraderie, where the players, you know, have the coaches, and they have their team things, but the players also have their individual things. To me, that's one of the best things you can have for a team is when they've got their own things like that.
Yep, no, I agree.
So, Coach, now you kind of have one less day to prepare for next week, but I know everything's locked in on today. So, you didn't really, for other games around the county, they got started, they got to see a little bit, but for you, you kind of get to stick to the same game plan you had ready to go tonight. So, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a huge benefit, honestly. You know, we know they, and especially with what we do, you know, defensively and, you know, just some changes we make. You know, a lot of the other teams, you know, we watched the film from this year, last year, they usually stay pretty much in the same stuff. So, probably not a lot of change for them. But, yeah, you know, if they saw what we were going to do, they'd have a whole night to look at it and see it and, you know, think about it. So, yeah, I'm glad we didn't get it started in that aspect, that they don't have time to go back and, you know, really spend some time on trying to figure out the best ways, you know, best practices to do what we're going to do. So, yeah, that is a very big positive of starting, not starting at all. But, yeah, I think I do. I really believe that, you know, when our kids are get there and they understand what's going on and see it, you know, they change so fast. I think they do a really good job of changing in the game, which some of our teams have not. They have not been a great in the last couple of years. They've been really good. But, you know, previous years, they weren't changing at halftime. They weren't able to make those changes that we want to do coaching-wise at halftime. But this group does a really good job of that.
We've talked about it quite a bit, and I know we've got we're about to hit the time, so we'll wrap it up with this. But we've talked about it quite a bit. Last week we talked about it when you and I talked earlier in the season. Luke Tanner has kind of just been a backbone for your team, and last week threw four touchdown passes in the first half, like you said, and is a three-year starter. Talk about what he's meant to the team this year.
Well, I just think that's a huge thing because you just don't know. You don't know what kids, you know, you think they're going to take that next step and you think they're going to continue to grow. He's another big reason I want to play tonight. Or, you know, hey, we're going back. You know, he needs to get reps in. He needs to get feeling good. He's got to, you know, all those things, just like with a lot of kids. But, you know, we threw an interception early at our casting game. And, you know, there's a couple problems that happened for that interception to go that way. It wasn't all on him. But I was really, okay, I really wanted to see how he was going to react to throwing an interception. You know, you've been there before. You've done it as a sophomore. You've done it as a junior. How's he going to, you know, come back and play? And, man, how he came back and played really just put a smile on all of our faces that, okay, he's ready. He's got to that point. He can handle adversity. And when something goes bad, we're not going to have to worry about, okay, is it going to build on? Is he going to throw another pick now because he threw one? And I think that's the biggest change he's had where – He knows he can play at this level. He knows he can do a lot of really good things. And he went out there and showed it last week, so we just hope that continues.
Well, thank you, Coach. Thanks for joining us here on the third quarter of Inside the Huddle. Carroll in Riverton Park kicking off at 6 o'clock. Good luck tonight, Coach. Thanks for coming.
All right, thank you. See ya.
We'll be right back with the fourth quarter and head coach Kurt Schlicker here on Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Winske Brothers.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winske Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winske Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskeBrothers.com. Winske Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The NTT IndyCar Series returns to the Milwaukee Mile.
They're going 3 and 4 wide in mid-pack up front. Everybody minding their P's and Q's.
Turner tries to go to the inside, make it 3 wide into turn number 1.
He's going to lose a spot to Pato Award, and Felix Rosenquist swipe the credit card underneath Colton Herta. It's an Arrow McLaren attack on Colton.
Listen
Herta
to the Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250, race number 2, live this Sunday on this IndyCar Radio Network station.
Join us Sunday, September 1st at 2:30 p.m. for the Milwaukee Mile 250 race number 2 on AM 1570, 96.9 FM WILO, and Boone's Best 102.7. WILO is proud to partner with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network to bring you all the excitement of racing on the mile-long oval. The Milwaukee Mile 250 race number 2 on WILO, brought to you in part by Work Comp Management Services, Shoop's Country Foods, Freckles Graphics, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Wampler Services Incorporated, Esserman Best Tire and Auto Care, Martin Brothers TV and Appliances, the City of Frankfort, Jerry's Body Shop, Encompass Credit Union, Wilson Farm Market, and Outdoor Power Unlimited.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, fourth quarter ready to go. We only played one quarter last night at Clinton Prairie. Now Coach Kurt Schlicker joining us in the studio. Coach, you got one drive in on offense. You got the ball back after a nice stop defensively, and that's when the lightning started coming. And so talk about that, what you saw last night during those first initial drives.
Well, certainly we were pleased to be able to take the ball to start the game and take it down the field and score. And then, you know, Frankfurt had a nice drive on us as well. And I think, you know, anytime you go into a week, especially from week one to week two, you're going to see some teams, you know, learn who they are a little bit more. And, you know, certainly Frankfurt, they're a handful. You know, they've got some very talented players there. And, you know, we were fortunate to get the stop there. And, you know, I'm sure they'll come back this afternoon and everybody will be a little more relaxed today. You know, it's anytime there's a county game, there's a lot of hype. I know we saw some mistakes we felt like last night that can be corrected. I'm sure they do too. And so, you know, we're pleased to be able to get the early lead. And, you know, our defense, when we had to there, we were able to get the stop. So, you know, I guess from our perspective, right, it's 8-0 right now. But there's still a long way to go in this game, right? There's still 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So we got a lot of football left to play today.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. But just the decision, because – you have to push that game back because of the heat. The heat index, I think, at kickoff was into triple digits. But you saw the rain coming, and you thought maybe we could get that in before the rain comes. It kind of came a little early last night. But just talk about that decision that had to be made.
Well, you know, it was just a strange week overall. I know it is for a lot of schools in the area, I'm sure. Just from the heat during the week in practice, like we practiced Tuesday night at 8 to 10 o'clock at night because that was really the only time, unless we wanted to practice at 5:30 a.m. So we decided to go late that evening. And then Thursday night, we were not allowed to go outside, so we didn't practice outside on Thursday night. We had to practice indoors. So, you know, it's just been one of those weeks. And, you know, you're bound to have these, you know, each and every season. There were some hot games last year as well. And I give our kids credit, and I want to thank our parents for being so understanding. The schedule has changed quite a bit. You know, originally we were supposed to play a JV game this morning against Frankfort. That game has been moved to Tuesday. So, you know, it's some of this ride is out of our control. I'd like to thank Coach Peckinpah, for, you know, being able to try to work the schedule the best we can and working with Frankfurt last night. And, you know, we're trying to make the best of it. We want the kids to be safe in whatever we do. And that's certainly been our number one goal this week. And, you know, hopefully it looks like it's going to be a nice night tonight. And I know a lot of people have Saturday plans. It's a holiday weekend. I thought it was a great crowd last night on both sides. And, you know, and hopefully people can come back out tonight, right? There is no gate tonight, right? You know, there's no, you don't have to pay any money. So if you didn't come last night, right, you get to watch the game for free. And certainly if you did go, you don't have to buy another ticket tonight.
You said last Saturday that a wounded animal is a dangerous animal. And we kind of paraphrased you last night before the broadcast began saying a wounded gopher is a dangerous gopher. And then you guys come out and score an opening touchdown. What exactly set that up? Was it just the series of plays overall, or was it something in particular, like blocking? Was it the runners, or was it just a combination?
I think, you know, going back to week one, you know, we watched the film carefully, right, and noticed that, you know, we're just not executing as well as we'd hoped that first week. So, you know, I think a big emphasis to start the game last night was, you know, assignments and making sure we were getting off the ball. And, you know, obviously I think we have some pretty good runners. Braden Jarbo has done a nice job running the ball for Hunter Cooper, Braxton Nail, Kai Jacobs certainly is a weapon for us as well. Alex King, I thought, made some really nice blocks early in the game last night. So I think it's just a matter of us putting things together. Nick Ewing made a really nice catch on our two-point play, and he's coming along. So I think it's just a matter of, just like most teams here, you know, the more you do anything, right, the better you should get at it. And so I think, just like Frankfurt last night, I thought that you know, there was definitely some improvement, looked like from their end too, on the offensive side last night. So, like I said, there's a long way to go in this game. You know, certainly not a great night's sleep last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, so the you got an opportunity to see your offense take a drive. You got an opportunity to see Frankfurt take a drive. So how is that going to play into tonight's game? Is there, how much adjusting are you doing before the game, and how much are you kind of just sticking to what you installed during the week?
Well, I think there's an advantage for both teams right now, because now the kids have played against each other. You know, you watch somebody on film, you're not sure. Now we know the size, right? Frankfurt has some tremendous size there. Obviously, Lalo's an excellent running back, and he looked very good last night. And, you know, we got our hands full there. So I think the advantage is now the kids know exactly what they're going to go up against today, and, you know, the speed of the game and whatever that might be. So we'll see about the adjustments. You know, I think both teams, I'm sure, thinking, hey, we've got some things we think might work, and both teams are going to try to adjust to maybe stop some things that hurt them last night. And, you know, still comes down to, you know, football really, let's be honest, comes down to some basic things sometimes, right? It's the blocking, it's the tackling, and really it's the execution and, you know, trying not to turn the ball over and doing what you want to do. I think both teams, you know, were able to do some of that last night, and, you know, the team that does it the best today will win.
How big of a momentum, granted, the game's going to not start over and everything, you're starting up 8-0 and everything, but how big of a defensive stand was that for your team? Fourth down, they're going for it, and you've got a player like Lalo Castillo basically being able to kind of have free roam in the end zone. It looked as if your front four's push really contributed to that play. Has the they seem to be a little bit more sure of themselves last night. Is that the case that you've seen, or is it just a general overall?
Well, I think there's some truth to that. You know, one of the things is too, and you know, like they have our films and we have their films, where, you know, and Coach Byers and myself have coached against each other now for years, and so I think both of us have a general idea, you know, what the other guy's trying to accomplish. And so I think that you know, there's more confidence in terms of like what the kids are going to see on Friday night and things like that. So I think that helped last night. We certainly did get a push there, a really nice play by Drew Thatcher, able to beat his block for a 5-yard loss. That was a big play during that drive when they were driving on us. And then we did have good pressure on that fourth down play, and you know, they threw it out there. Kai was coming, so you know, I think our D-line gets all the credit there, right? Pass defense, right, is a combination of things, right? It starts with the pass rush, right? You can watch the NFL or college football today or whatever. If you can get a pass rush, man, that really helps those guys on the back end quite a bit. So I think that definitely made a difference on that play. You know, Frankfurt has shown some balance. They were able to score through the air last week, and last night, you know, they were able to get it on the ground. So anytime you're playing a team that is balanced like them, they're dangerous, that's for sure.
How easy is it to predict what a certain coach will do? You said that you've been coaching against Coach Byers for a while and everything like that. Do you, are you able to not necessarily predict what they're going to do, but do you have kind of an idea of the tendencies? And do you ever throw anything in there kind of like, aha, they're not going to be able to figure this one out for me?
Excuse me. Well, I definitely think it matters because, you know, experience just knows. Like when you run up against a Sheridan or a Carroll, you have a pretty good idea what they're going to do. Like where last week, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying a new coach at Frontier, you know, sometimes you're able to pull a couple of surprises maybe on somebody. But, you know, I definitely think it's an advantage. You know, if you know the guy on the other sideline, you know, we're all creatures of habit to some degree. And in the end, right, it comes down to the players executing on the field. You know, you can know the coach as well as possible. If his players execute better than yours, then you're going to be in trouble. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Byers. Like I said, we've gone back. We actually coached together for a year about 7 or 8 years ago, way back in the day, as it feels like now. And, you know, you knew his team would be ready to go last night. They'll be ready to go tonight. And you know, hopefully our kids were excited when they came in this morning. You know, it's like, hey, it's game day. It's Saturday, right? College game day. So, hey, we get to play on a Saturday, right? If you're really a football player, right, you always advance, right? You start on Friday nights as a high school player. Then you get, you know, if you're good enough, then you start playing on Saturday afternoon, right? And then the elite, right, get to play on Sunday. But that's some truth. Like, kids were fired up today. Hey, man, it's our Saturday to play. So hopefully we'll be ready. Boy, we sure seem ready this morning.
College game day DVR'd for me, definitely, right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have tickets to the IU football game, which are on. I put them up for sale. I don't know if they sold yet. So, but, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a holiday weekend. So, you know, sometimes these things just happen in inopportune times. And, you know, our kids have worked hard in practice this week, and they, like I said, they've adjusted well to the weather, I think. And we're excited to get back on the field tonight, and hopefully we can get this thing finished off. But it will not be easy.
You mentioned it last week, but how big of it is it of an advantage to play at home in these types of situations? You don't have to travel anywhere twice, and you kind of get into a little bit of an advantage. How big is it in this kind of situation?
I definitely think it's an advantage for the home team. There's no question. You know, it was our locker room last night. And, you know, for us, it's just another home game, right? It feels like almost an extra home game today. You know, we do not have to ride the bus. You know, it's a local game, so I don't think it'll impact Frankfort that much. But, you know, you look around the state, there's some teams that made, you know, hour-plus drive last night that are going to, you know, drive home. Then they're going to have to turn around and drive back today. So I definitely think the advantage on situations like this can go with the home team. But in the end, right, it still comes down to are the players ready to go. There was a lot of fire last night on both sides, right? It's a rivalry game. And everybody wants to do their best in the rivalry game, which is just natural. And, you know, like I said, today it'll be interesting to see who can you know, muster up that same energy that they had last night. And the team that does that the best will probably be the one that comes out on top.
That's the we talking earlier. That's kind of the most important thing tonight is everyone got fired up and ready to go last night. And now you have to try to get those kids fired up again in a unique situation. So what is your schedule for your team look like today? When did you get the guys in, and what are you guys doing today to keep everybody ready to go?
Well, yeah, you know, it's still a little different. Normally we come in on Saturdays and watch, obviously, the previous night's film. So we kept the same time frame this morning. It'll be a little bit different this afternoon, right, with a 6 o'clock start. That's unusual. So it'll move everything up in the afternoon. And, you know, as an athlete, right, you've always got to be ready to handle situations. Like most sports, right, that this can be a factor in, right? If you're a baseball player, man, you can get rained out and you have to play late at night or early in the morning. So, you know, if you're really focused, that's why you always try to, you don't want to be too high, too low. And, you know, really we talk about daily improvement. So whether we were practicing today or playing today, right, we should have the same kind of mindset. You know, you really shouldn't take any days off. But certainly game day does add a little extra excitement. So we're looking forward to, like I said, I was real pleased with the attitude that when the kids came in this morning. And I know they're excited to get back out there on the field tonight. And, you know, hopefully we'll still have a very good crowd out there. And, you know, I would like to mention the JV was supposed to play this morning at 10 a.m. And we decided to move that game, hopefully to Tuesday night, officials pending. You know, we would have played the game earlier today had the officials been able to do that. So, you know, when we first met last night, the thought was 10 a.m. and the officials couldn't be there. So, you know, just working through it, it's just going to end up being a 6 o'clock start tonight.
Yeah, well, we do want to give a shout-out to all the officials because there's games throughout the state having to be rescheduled. I know some teams had problems getting officials, but it's great that they were able to be able to reschedule and get these games in, and because it's always important. We want these kids to have the opportunity to play this week's game.
Well, you know, and I think sometimes we take that for granted, right? You know, we all want to holler at the official, that's holding, and, you know, all these things. But, gosh, without them, there wouldn't be a game. And, you know, and a lot of those guys are working other games today, right? That was the case with our crew, is they have games this morning that they're working. And so, really, they just added another game to their schedule today. You know, some guys are going to work two or three games today, depending on what level they're trying to do. So, you know, a big shout-out goes to the officials, right? None of this is possible without them. And, you know, hopefully people realize that and are always thankful for that, for the time and effort that they put in.
In getting the kids fired up, you said you're an IU football fan. Are you going with a Bill Mallory pregame University of Kentucky speech, or are you going to go with a more of a Lee Corso type speech to get them fired up?
You know, honestly, normally I try not to think too much about the speech and just kind of let it flow naturally. You know, certainly there'll be something going on today with that. I'm sure I'll think about it. But in the end, it's the kids, right? If you've got good leadership on your team and you've got good experienced kids, and, you know, we have some. I know we're inexperienced at spots, but we certainly have kids that have been around now for a couple of years, and I would expect that they'll have us ready to go tonight. And, you know, and as far as being an IU football fan, you know, we're excited. My daughter works with the team down there, and so a little disappointed we can't see them play today, but hopefully they'll get off to a good start. And, you know, what's great, and you just said it, is college football season is here. And, you know, if you're a football fan, gosh, there's nothing better than watching a good college football game. Or a pro football game coming up. But hopefully tonight we'll give the fans something to cheer about. And I know our boys are going to be ready. And, you know, we got a big game coming next week, but we can't think too far ahead. You know, we've been on the road quite a bit, so it was nice to play at home last night. It was great to see the fans. And like I said, hopefully they'll come out again tonight. And then obviously next Friday night will be a big one as well.
It's going to be our home away from home too, because we're there for this game tonight and then the one next week, not looking too far ahead and everything. But
well, yeah, I'm just saying we appreciate the fan support. And like I said, next week is a big game too. So we've got not only the challenge of getting ready today, right? You know, like I always say, sometimes it's not great to play two big rivals back-to-back because can you sustain a level of, you know, that high intensity, because there just is a little more intensity. Sometimes you'd rather not play your two biggest rivals back-to-back. But that's what we have on our schedule. So that's a challenge, and that's just something we're going to have to meet, and we'll start, you know, I thought we started a good start last night. We'll see if we can do it again today.
Well, thank you, Coach, for joining us on this edition of Inside the Huddle. We appreciate you joining us and coming in, and good luck tonight. We're looking forward to watching a good football game.
Hey, we appreciate the coverage, fellas. Thank you very much, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Well, I want to talk a little bit before we hang everything up. About some other sports, some volleyball action going on throughout the week. We talked about it a little bit last night during the break, but Rossville had a nice match against Twin Lakes Senior High School. They won 3-0. So you talked about the team a little bit in last night's broadcast. What have you seen as a teacher over at Rossville from that team?
What have I seen as a teacher? I've seen a lot. No, I'm joking. I would say that the one thing that you can't teach in volleyball is height. Number one, and this is a group that's got some very tall juniors, Addie Gorbett, Ava Burkle, just among others, and they've got a very experienced libero in Berkeley Lanham that I think is going to do a very good job. She's a leader in the classroom, and I can remember coaching her in tennis. She was a leader on the tennis court as well, too. So I would honestly say that you've got some experienced leaders, but at the top, you've got Coach Ellenwood, Lexi Ellenwood, who was brought in a very difficult situation last year. She handled it wonderfully, and she's not only been a fantastic stable for our kids on the court, but she's been a wonderful colleague to work with in the classroom. She can teach AP chemistry, which I can't even spell AP chemistry, so she not only knows her stuff when it comes to her daytime job, but she definitely knows her stuff when it comes to volleyball. So I think the sky is the limit with these kids, because you got some athletic ability, you've got some height, and you've got some good senior leadership.
The other matches I wanted to talk about really quickly, Clinton Prairie beat Carroll 3-0, and then Clinton Central over Taylor 3-0. Let's wrap up everything here on Inside the Huddle, talk about the games really quickly that got rescheduled, the area games at least. So Carroll versus Riverton Park, that is going to be a 6 o'clock start. Central versus Faith Christian, that's going to be a 7 p.m. start tonight. Lebanon versus Guerin Catholic, that will be at noon. Sheridan versus North Miami, they're in the second half. They got to halftime before the stoppage. That is going to restart at 3 p.m. Sheridan is up in that game 14-7 over North Miami. So North Miami keeping it close in that one. Delphi versus Twin Lakes. There was some questions around when they were going to get this in. It was originally said 11 o'clock. They're going to move that to 5 so they can have the officials there. And then Western and Western Boone, they are going to start here in just a couple minutes. They should be getting underway. Western Boone was up in that game 3-0 at the stoppage. But we want to thank you for joining us on another edition of Inside the Huddle. You can join us next week at 9 o'clock for our next edition. And join us tonight on HoosierlandTV.com for play-by-play action of Clinton Prairie and Frankert. And we want to thank our sponsor, Winsky Brothers, one more time. So thanks for joining us here on Inside the Huddle.